Let's start with the first talk. First talk is about OpenTTT introduction. And it's a test for the audio system. On the slides, I am opening the Bitrage news because this time it's easy. I just hold the presentation with the stuff I posted on the news. Let's see, here's the news. So welcome to BitrageCon. This is day minus one, where we just have a gangbang. But this time a different one, where we play a really recreating game where everyone can join in whenever they like. It's called Open Transport Tycoon Deluxe. We will play it for the whole day. It has already started. We are playing you on Bitrage.org server. There you already see two companies, but first I will introduce what's OpenTTT. It's a transport company simulator where we create logistics, where you have factories, mines, oil rigs, all stuff that requires transporting something. And you get money for that. We have different ways how to transport stuff. One is like ferries, trains, planes, and so on. Of course, there are cars too. And over time, more and more technology will arise, and newer cars will get there. You will have new technology. Profit will change, like cities will grow. The whole game is open source, you can easily download it, just get the latest one from the website. You can easily join in, just run OpenTTT, minus n, bitrage.org port is 3979, that's the default port, or if it doesn't work on the command line, just go to a multiplayer. Be careful that you have to select a name, then add a server, and there you add bitrage.org, and it will connect. Double click the server in the list and you are in the game. Then it will show you a dialogue about online gamers where you will be shown, and then you can decide if you, for example, join a company which is like Bitrage Corp or NADA's Practice Driving Not Kicking by Tim Berners-Lee. There you can click this small human with a plus and you will join the company. Of course, joining a new company gets you into debt. So just join Bitrage Corp. There's already a base capital and it's making profit. So if you want to make experiments, that's the way to go. This is the basics of OpenTTT, and we have the more complex stuff. This is why we do this whole thing. And there's also a link to an OpenTTT tutorial in the news. Things can get really complex, and that's the fun in OpenTTT when you have, for example, trains with signaling. Like, you can build one line of train tracks per transport, like coal and wood, or you could go for the more advanced one, which is like data packet switching, where you have like a huge line with two tracks, one for each direction to one side of the map and to the other side of the map, and then depending on what you need, some packets or trains are sent through. Of course, they cannot overlap, otherwise you will get a crash. Same applies for other transports, but cars can overlap, ferries too, but for the trains it's the most interesting stuff. So we will play until the end of the day. Let's see how big our company gets, how much it grows. I did some test runs the days before, and we can have really huge company is really huge. Incomes and cities. For now, as you see, there's just ferry business running for Bitflash Corp. We could easily go for airplanes, but be careful, airplanes can crash. Those will not reside over years, and you have to upgrade somewhere. So be careful about people being happy to be transported, for example. If they get unhappy, you get lower prices. It's a complex game. It's easy to go into and make profit, and there are so many details. This one day won't be enough to get this done. So thank you very much. This was the first talk, and on Monday we will start with the gopher track. Thank you very much. Thank you.